Michael Jackson, BBC Radio Manchester 95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stark. Good morning. Now, times are tough for charities at the moment, and many are relying on volunteers more than ever. Well, Bury teenager Mohamed Ahmed has just returned from voluntary work in Uganda. He's been there with the International Citizen Service, and he joins you now. Mohamed, good morning.
Good morning, Heather.
You're down in London at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm studying here, yeah.
You're studying there. So
yeah.
Now, let's talk about this voluntary work. How did you get involved?
I've volunteered in the UK for a long time with various charities, but when I saw this opportunity to go abroad, I took it with both hands because it was fully funded for me, and I wanted to go abroad to pay back to the communities abroad and help global poverty. So, yeah, I applied for it and I got onto it, and I've just come back now and I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Right, tell me all about it then. What was your reason for going? What were you going to help with?
My role was to help with local NGOs and help them reach young people effectively. And so I was there working with a charity, building their skills in fundraising and partnerships. But I applied just to have a new experience because I've volunteered in the UK for 4 years now, since I was 14. But I guess I wanted to have a challenge abroad and be away from home because I've always lived at home. And so going away and having an interesting experience, which I had.
So what was Uganda like?
It was beautiful. It was quite rainy. It was worse than Manchester, I must say.
I find that hard to believe.
I, but when I got there, it was just flooding every day. So
really?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. Uganda was good and the people were amazing, and I made some lifelong friends now from there. I'd love to go back one day.
So where do you stay? Where did the charity put you up?
We're in a rural village in the East Uganda, and middle of nowhere, basically, but I had lots of support at the same time.
Right, so you're in the village.
Yeah.
Talk us through what you did on a daily basis.
So I got up, obviously no power, no water, so having a shower was quite difficult. So I got ready and then I went to the office, which is a local shack, basically.